To, da ti vladajo, pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja in ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo, pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljupan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
nadlegujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo
in da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!
Kako deluje naredi sam anarchopunk založba in distribucija Active Distribution iz Londona, bomo poslušali v pogovoru s Johnom Activom. Govoril bo o razlogih za obstoj takšne distribucije, o financiranju projektov, o zanimanju bralcev za knjige in o novih izdajah. Obenim Active Distribution objavlja tudi plošče predvsem političnih punk bendov. V daji bomo zato poslušali tudi glasbo s plošč, ki so šle pri Active Distribution. John Active, ki skrbi za neprofitno založbo in distribucijo Active Distribution, je na anarchopunk sceni že več kot 20 leti. Za resnejšo distribucijo, predvsem knjig, se je odločil konec 80-ih, poleg dela z lastno distribucijo, še prostovoljno dela v infošopu 56A v Južnem Londonu, ter sodeluje pri številnih drugih projektih. Stanovanje, ki ga je najel v severovzhodnem Londonu, prej spominja na skladišče kot nabivalni prostor, saj je nabito polno knjig in nosilcev zvoka. V takšnem delovnem okolju smo se pogovarjali z Johnom. Prvo vprašanje se nanaša na cilj založbe, ki naj bi svojimi izdajami um in telo spodbujala k revolucionarni akciji.
It's the desire. It's the hope. I mean, doing any distribution could easily be considered to be just another commercial enterprise. If you realize that the stuff we do isn't being sold at enough price that we actually make any profit out of it, then you'd think, oh, well, why are they doing it? Well, the reason why we're doing it is because we'd like to think that the ideas which we're spreading through the books, through the literature, and maybe the music too, is in some way going to inspire people to think differently.
So what's then your editorial policy, let's say?
Editorial policy is anything anarchist. Unless they upset me.
So it's not narrow. Huh?
Well, I mean, yes, to the outside world, outside of the anarchist ghetto, then I guess that's very narrow. But for those on the inside, then there is a hell of a spectrum within the anarchist scene, as you're well aware.
Yes, but then we can talk, who is your audience? Just the people from anarchist ghetto or you that's, try to reach?
Yeah. That, I mean, that's a problem. Yes, majority of our audience, it has to be said, is within the anarchist scene. But there are two things to say about that. One is that majority of the people within the, say, punk or anarchist scene certainly need education. They certainly need to learn a lot more about, I mean, we all do, I'm not saying I don't. They certainly need to learn a lot more about anarchist radical history and all kinds of other subjects. So it's valid, even if it's only within the scene. But we make considerable efforts to get the books and the ideas and stuff outside of the anarchist scene. So obviously the website is open to anybody and everybody. And we do stalls at quite a few free events in London, which are open to anybody as well. For instance, the Respect Festival, the TUC Anti-Racist Festival, and other things like that.
Založba Active Distribution je torej namenjena predvsem izobraževanju ljudi na anarhistični in punk sceni, vendar pa preko distribucije na spletu in prodaje knjig na različnih dogodkih poskuša priti v stik z vsemi, ki jih zanima anarhizem in vse, kar je povezano s to politično filozofijo. Kakšni pa so odzivi na ponudbo Active Distribution? John odgovarja.
Feedback. We get quite a lot of feedback from mail order. I mean, most times I would say when someone receives something by and they've ordered stuff by email, they often reply back to say they got it and thanks a lot and they really appreciate it, which is nice. I guess it's easier to do that than it is to send a letter. But there's people who order stuff regularly from us and they're often like, oh, it was great and that kind of thing. And then what happens is that sometimes, for instance, at a gig just the other night, we were sitting there doing a very small stall at a punk rock gig and some guy came up and said they wanted to say hello because they know what we've been doing for a long time and they really like it. And that was somebody I've never seen before and maybe never see again. So,
is there any difference between readers in Britain and the other countries? Do you realize some?
Yes. They read English, and it has to be said that although English is obviously the biggest language in the world, if we include it as American English, the most widely read, there are countries which for a long time we haven't really been able to do much with in terms of books, etc., because majority of the population prefer to read things in their own languages, so France and Germany, for instance, have traditionally not taken much stuff off us, and we've done a lot of record music distro with them, but not books. That's kind of beginning to change.
But I was thinking of in topics, for example, okay, if we talk about British readers and, let's say, American readers.
Okay, sorry, yeah. Topics, well, I mean, there's always kind of waves of different things becoming interesting and then, you know, not interesting, and then people getting interested in them again. And there's also kind of fashions within the scene, and there's things which are more interested, people are more interested in certain places. So, for instance, the UK has for a long time been, I would say, a lot more further ahead when it comes to animal rights consciousness and vegetarianism and veganism. So those kind of books would sell here, and people would be more interested in things than they would in the rest of Europe. And that situation has certainly changed recently. As far as America's concerned, well, in terms of the audience, the kind of anarchist punk rock audience, we dealt with... It's got a lot more interested in all things kind of anti-capitalist and anti-globalization since kind of Seattle. But we don't actually send that many books to America anymore. So we get people who mail order stuff from us, and we do deal with AK Press in the States, and we do send them our pamphlets. But I wouldn't say there was a big difference in what the Americans are interested in and what we are.
It's your world too. they put you on the night shift, grinning like an idiot, 7 to 11, and they train you like a monkey, put you in the zoo, and you have a nice day like they ordered you to. Someone's putting something in your pretty little head, dancing on your grave and you're not even dead, singing like a siren, give a little purr, 15 years of schooling and the only thing you're saying is you're looking for a way out, is you're looking for escape, would you like fries with that, sir?
Your world
too.
It's your world.
It's
your world too. It's
your world too.
John Active podarja, da njegova založba Active Distribution praviloma ne objavlja knjig samostojno, temveč pri tem raje sodeluje z drugimi založbami in posamezniki. John o finančni strani delovanja distribucije pravi naslednje.
Distribution was never set up in order to try to make money. And we always had a debate about how much to add to the price of records or books in order to cover the cost of the distribution. So, you know, whether we're trying to cover the costs of photocopying the catalogs or printing the catalogs. I remember when we first printed a catalog as opposed to just doing some photocopies, and we did this relatively huge catalog for us, and we printed it at Oldgate Press because that was the kind of anarchist press, the only one we knew, and we did, I think, 600 or something. Maybe it was 1,000, and it cost us 300 something pounds, and it was just so expensive. We couldn't believe we spent so much money on something which, you know, we didn't know if it'd actually get any back. But the distro has survived, and it, you know, it's, what, 16, 17 years now, so I guess it works, you know?
Yeah, I've heard that there is a new branch of Active in Germany.
That's right, yes. The one thing I really do like...
So it's like Active Empire.
Franchise. I'm not sure if a franchise is an empire. I suppose it could be. But no, I mean, what we like to do is we really like to encourage other people to do distributions and do books. I mean, there are a lot of people who do distributions. There are a lot of people who do sell records and punk stuff and things. And I mean, that's all very well and good, especially if it's kind of like in a DIY manner and, you know, non-profit, all that kind of thing. But it's even better, from my point of view, if they're selling literature and other more... creative and interesting ways of communicating than just kind of punk rock or crust or whatever. So there's a distribution, for instance, in Germany called Ruination, and at the moment he's getting the poor guy is getting seriously pushed from London by us to take more and more books and to and to not just do a mail order and stores, but to actually try wholesaling. And he's into that. And I mean, it's an interesting situation because he's been involved in the whole thing for a long time, and he's now getting to the point where he's less and less interested in the, you know, the kind of punky, crusty side of things, and more interested in actually making something political out of it. And you know, often you see people go the other way around. You know, they kind of get really enthusiastic about politics and actions and that kind of thing, and then they end up just being, you know, boring drunk punks or hardcore kids with you know, the right gear on. And so, you know, this guy's going the right way, as we like to think.
Kljub finančnim težavam John Active poskuša razširiti mrežo in sodelovati s čim več podobno mislečimi. Tako v Nemčiji sodeluje s punk založbo Ruination, ki bi v celoti oziroma večinoma prevzela distribucijo gramofonskih plošč. John Active pa se bo tako lahko še bolj posvetil knjigam in ostali anarhistični literaturi. Kaj vse ponuja Active Distribution, sicer lahko preverite na njihovi spletni strani www.activedistribution.org. To pa je tudi vse v nocošnji črni luknji, ki smo jo pripravili. Goran, John in Gita, Blaž in Jure še naprej ostajata z vami, mi pa se spet slišmo naslednji teden. Čau!
What's a revolution to you?
To kill their bosses and take their money.
Revolution! Revolution! Dobro, jebate, kako ti možeš u jednoj demokratskoj državi dizat narod na ustanak?